Radio. My name is Corey Cool, and I represent Cool University. It is Tuesday, May the 3rd, and all I gotta say is, what's really good? I've been wanting to say that for a long time. Yo, man, this is the Daily Rap Podcast. You know you need in your life. You know this. Today's show should be a great show. I'm talking hip-hop news with you, sharing my loud volume pick. Plus, we got the review of Future's I Never Liked You album, all right? Now look, I don't usually ask for much, but every day I usually ask you for something. Can you please, man, like these episodes, leave a comment, a 5-star rating, or whatever you think is fair. You know what? Five stars, all right? But most importantly, share this episode with at least one person, maybe one person, because, man, you are part of a tribe that needs to grow, and I would like to share this friggin' good time. If you are listening to this podcast, chances are I got your math. But if you don't want me stalking you and all up in your, you know, all up in your phone, hit me on the gram, man, at Cool University. Send your comments, ratings, and all other things regarding today's episode to cooluniversity.com. All right. Now that that's out the way, how you doing? How are you today? Hope you're good. I hope it's been good to you like it's been good to me. Stayed up late, man, watching Ozark. Something happened to me. I found an emotion I've never felt before watching TV. Never. I want a character to die. I do. I can't, man. I can't. I want Wendy Bird to die. She's mad greasy, yo. I can't take it. If you watch the show, come on, you gotta feel me. Anyway, I've binged, and now I have nothing else to watch, all right? Thank God I love music so much, because I got no more TV to watch. If you know anything that's cool and dope and I should be watching it, hit me up, man. Let me know. I need more TV to watch, or else I'll just become a music face, all right? Now that all that's out the way, all this yapping, let's get into today's freestyle of the day.
I want to get some freestyle stuff.
Yo, check them out.
So we can stay warm out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, check the joint, y'all.
We're going to do it like this for y'all.
Check out the chambers. Enter the 36 double-edged banger to your heart. Now I play the part of a stranger. No points, kid. Yo, why you came up in my cypher and getting me hyper than a tiger? Now watch. Tap notch like a fat watch with rocks in it. Scorching like scotch with slush. And I crush. I deal with calmness nonsense. And play me out of contest. I'm blowing your frame and drop a bomb in your mist, boy.
Whoa,
I blast off lyrics like a Magnum. 44 caliber, busting mad holes in my Challenger. Turning your trunk to Swiss cheese. The wild freestyler, wild like Gene Wilder. Wu-Tang killer bee aimed at your brain with my stinger. It's on your mind when I bring you 36 chambers of anger. Frustration from waiting to let loose on a nation.
Who said the Wu-Tang Clan? Was it you or your man? You want to point the finger? I'll bring you 36 chambers. Be out, you's in danger. Let me pull your brain out your with a hanger. Didn't mama tell you not to talk to a stranger? Now you got your neck in the noose of a strangler. Just recline, keep the map in mind. I'll even test a knuckle check on the hands of time.
That's a sin, expand, extend, to the point of no return. Even death is a lesson to learn. Only the dissatisfied could bring change and rearrange and maintain the solar system. Disappear but still be here and no one will miss them. Mind attack mind over 100% of time. Actual facts on prove that has not been proven. 85% live in illusion.
A is for apple and J is for jazz. Ooh. Cinnamon, toast, the apple, jazz.
Yeah.
The Wu-Tang Clan, baby, with that acapella freestyle from 1994. Such grit. I hope that helps start your rap vibe off today. You know, I gotta make sure I wake you up out here. It's Tuesday. You can get sleepy on a Tuesday. That freestyle of the day right there was brought to you by So What's the Scenario? The hip-hop based debate game for 4 to 8 players, just the right amount of randomness, personal opinion, trash talk, strategy, and music discovery. Great for any game night. And now, as of now, if you use my code COOL at COOL, you'll receive free shipping. All right? That leads us to today's mathematics, baby. I chose Wu-Tang Clan because today, back in 1993, they released their debut single, Protect Your Neck. the label version, of course, on Loud's Records. Shout out to Steve Rifkin, one of rap's dope white boys. You know what I mean? That actually had Met the Man on the B-side. Sold 10,000 copies immediately. Basically out the trunk style. Off the rip. That's big numbers back then, man. We also have a happy birthday to Sidney Selby III, a.k.a. Designer. Turns 25 today. Man, these dudes are young. I feel like he's been around forever. But he really hasn't. He's a young man. If you don't know, his song Panda was a hit, to say the least. Debuted at number 96 on the US Billboard 100. But guess what? Reached number 5 within 7 weeks. And by the 9th week, it reached number 1 on the Hot 100 chart. So he has lightning in a bottle. He's one of the few artists that has managed to catch lightning in a bottle, landing a number 1 record. It also landed him a spot on Good Music. He's currently not under contract there, so, you know, he has moved on. To be real, his flow is really the basis of a lot of the young boy flows that you hear right now. And I tried to find a freestyle to use, but it was... It not work. Anyway, happy birthday to the Designer. All right, today's mathematics, baby. Want to get into a little bit of the currents. Touched on yesterday, right? We spoke on Pusha T's It's Almost Dry album and my thoughts on it. I heard back from you. You gave me some feedback about it. But guess what? As of today, Pusha T scores his first number one album on the Billboard 200 chart. All right. We spoke about it being 55,000 equivalent joints, about 9,000 pure sales. Streaming activity is compared of 83% of the album's first week total units. It's his fourth studio album, his third top 10 on the Billboard 200 following Daytona. That was number 3 in 2018. My Name Is My Name. That was number 4 in 2013. All right. Shout out to Push, man. So tough. Such a mountain to climb. Such a journeyman when it comes to this music business. Shout out his manager, Steven Victor. My guy's out here continuing to keep stars in the light. I just wanted to touch on that real quick before we got started. Yeah, keep bumping that, man. It's a fly joint. All right, where we at, man? Tory Lanez, man. Jesus. Tory Lanez, man, detained for marijuana possession at a Las Vegas airport. So, apparently was bagged up after the TSA found marijuana in his luggage, man. Tory was attempting to board a flight out of the city. With a large amount of bud, man. Large amount of bud. He was eventually let go. Without the stash of trees, of course. It was confiscated by the authorities. Now, while cannabis has been legal in Nevada since 2017, the drug remains illegal on a federal level. And therefore, it is against the law to fly with it. All right? I hear an ongoing investigation will happen. And will be looked into with the incident. I mean, bruh. All right, man. I'm calling Real Nigga Ink pretty early today. On the check-in. What is it with y'all? Some of the things that these people do, it's just, I don't know. It's kind of, I don't want to call anybody stupid, but I mean, give me another word for stupid. I mean, bro, I wouldn't even get on a plane with any trees on me, period. I just feel like that's just asking for trouble. Is it just me? I feel like they got to make these laws a little bit more clear. Because to me, it feels like it's legal in the sense that I'm outside, I'm burning a tree. Police probably not going to run up on me, right? All that ticket stuff, that back in the day New York City shit. You'd catch a ticket for burning. But I do feel like it's not legal enough to fly with it. That's just me. I don't know much, but I would just, my gut is saying that it's not legal enough to fly. I would think it's not legal enough to be driving and burning. And lastly, like, why wasn't it in one of your homeboys' bags? You know what I mean? I mean, I know you got somebody on the payroll that could take one of them little quick charges. Instead, they got you penned up. And I'm pretty sure you lost whatever engagement you were getting ready to travel to. It is unlikely, man, Tory will be cited, considering the feds don't really prosecute as many minor marijuana offenses these days. But come on, get your life together, brother. You're already hot. You mad hot right now. I don't know if you've been watching TV, brother, but you mad hot. So Real Nigga Inc is telling you, you mad hot right now. You know what I mean? Get the bud when you land. And that goes for any one of you other dudes too. You don't have to pack the bud with you. See Shorty over there, Brittany? She's bagged up right now for trying to bring cartridges through. All right, it's nothing but a phone call. Get it when you land. All right, let's get to our first record, man. This comes from the West Coast. Now, I watch the scene and I love pulling people into the spotlight that have huge talent that, you know, maybe are not getting spoken about on the daily basis. But that's what you got me for. Now, who I'm talking about, Shady Records signee, Westside Boogie, man. This joint right here, I brought it all the way from the West Coast to share with you. It's called CUNY Radio.
I ain't kicking with no bitches for the rest of the motherfucking week.
I like tricking on hoes that bring me more hoes that act right. I like tricking on hoes that bring me more hoes that act right.
Shit. I had to fall away before I got it right. I took an L the other day, this shit was like fuck. Just lost a Brody in a dice game.
Don't cry about it.
Don't worry about it, shit is life, man. Nigga, don't you leave, that's on God, give me time, man. Got this little cheese that I'ma pick up from my side. They ain't know that I've been big steppin'. Big steppin', learn my lesson. If the club pressin', steppin' with my weapon. You got way too many men in me section, aw, man, shit. No, this bitch ain't hit me, I keep checking. I say, how you love me, only hit me once a month.
How you love me,
keep me grounded, I've been with it from the jump. I draw the bumps, I got bodies in the trunk. All the legends, I done made it out of slump. I done tell them like, I had to fall away before I got it right. Shit. I took an L the other day, this shit was like, fuck.
These niggas ain't nothing. Niggas be bluffing. Niggas ain't tough, bitches high as hell. And these bitches be frontin'. Never got money, girl, you ain't fine, you just high as hell. These niggas ain't nothing. They be on fuck shit. Part time hustlers, busters.
Shit, robbing nigga by my lonesome. You ain't really friend of hood until you smoke some. In my bitty, I'm that nigga, I was broken, still was picky. Let the bitches had a Fendi, rock Balenci's with the dickies, ho. She spilled her heart and I chew it like soap. I call my hoes, so can bring me more hoes. Don't be sloppy when you lit, bitch. Drop a ash and you get kicked about this whip, sis. I been on my crib shit, cause everybody dusty. Might just had to throw the fit away. If anybody touch me, had to get up in my Duffy. I had to fall away before I got it right. Took an L the other day, this shit was like, fuck.
These niggas ain't nothing. Niggas be bluffing. Niggas ain't tough, they just high as hell. And these bitches be frontin'. Never got money, girl, you ain't fine, you just high as hell. These niggas ain't nothing, they be on fuck shit. Part-time hustlers, busters.
That was Westside Boogie featuring Shelly with All Right. Just a real nice fly radio vibe, you know? I think the video was also dope too. Love the creativity, man. I love him. I think he's definitely a dope MC. And I want him to get more credit, you know, for that West Coast style of music. He got a lot going on over there, man. Shout out Westside Boogie. Before we move on, man, CUNY Radio is now available on Overcast, Pocket Cast, Castbox, Radio Public, and Stitcher. That's right, just a few more places that you can catch Raps Daily Podcast. Moving on, let's get to some more news, man. Busta Rhymes and Dave Chappelle are apparently about to embark on a hilariously titled tour, Dave and Busta. How fly is that? These long-term friends, man, are preparing to join forces, co-headlining a tour this year that promises to combine hip-hop and humor. Over the weekend, the Brooklyn rap legend announced he and Dave Chappelle are planning to hit the road, man. While the full schedule has yet to be announced, Busta and Dave got their hilariously titled tour underway on Saturday night as Chappelle brought out Busta Bus as a special guest during a show at Hollywood Bowl during the Netflix Is a Joke Festival. Yeah, Swiss Beats there with him on the stage. Usher, Ludacris, even Avion Crockett. How does he find his way into? Maybe watching from the side of the stage, busting, you know who, my man Spliff Star. Speaking of which, I want to stop this story real quick because Spliff Star has actually was undergoing chemotherapy and cancer treatment, and I don't think anybody really knew that. My brother's all, you know, been bald headed for a little while and out of the light, but you know, he's apparently in recovery right now, in remission, and getting his life back on track. So shout out to Spliff Star. I don't know if any, you know, you really knew that, but I had to make sure I sent a little love his way. Okay, but back to the stage, man. While he was there at this festival, he did Break Your Neck. You know, Chris Brown was also there on stage to share the love with him. So after that, the tour continued in full force with a comedian bowl hosted by Busta Rhymes and Dave Chappelle at the Hollywood Bowl Club that Sunday night. He posted the flyers for the event, Busta Rhymes, that is, kind of short notice, but giving fans a glimpse at the Dave and Busta branded cups and napkins that were made for the show. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about this absolutely amazing kind of experience? If you've never seen Busta perform before, you're totally missing out. Super high energy. Has to be one of the best performers I've ever seen in my entire life. Whenever the dates are, you know, further let out, you know we're going to talk about it here on CUNY Radio. Speaking of shows, too, that Lil Baby and Chris Brown announced their tour as well. Tickets are now available at Live Nation. The tour is called One of Them Ones. Kicks off July 15th in Raleigh, North Carolina, makes its stop in NYC on the 22nd of July, ends in Vegas late August. So I'll be attending the July show here in NYC. Feel up my wife to some Chris Breezy. I actually saw Breezy in a really, really small club one day. He fucking killed it and just hung out. I'm just kind of like, wow, that must be nice. You know what I mean? So yeah, hopefully I'll see you there. Let's get to today's project, man. On the table, we got Future, I Never Liked You. Epic Records, that is. This is his ninth studio album. Can you believe that? The follow-up to 2020's High Off Life, which debuted at number one on the Billboard 200. Did 153,000 units its first week, becoming Future's seventh consecutive album to debut at number one. He cannot miss. This one right here is predicted to do really well. Also, between 175 and 200,000, over 60 million in streams just his first day. So, you know, nothing new. He shared his details with GQ about the project, including the process of making the album. He says, when putting this project together, I just want people to understand that I love hard, probably love the hardest. I wanted to showcase my skills as far as melodies and topics and being vulnerable, which he calls this album the most personal to date. You know, GQ named him like the best rapper alive. Come on, GQ. Come on.
Really? Really?
You know, he's one of these artists that's your favorite artist, really strong and consistent fan base there. And you know, we got a record for you. It's called The Way Things Go. We're going to review this, man, when we come back. CUNY Radio.
Growing nigga might not see the back end. Way things going, got a run out with the F in. Way things going, only family matters. Way things going, make a whole crowd scatter. Way things going, get the money off top. Way things going, niggas made it out the block. Way things going, gotta pull up in that truck. Way things going. For boy suited dressed, I'm handling out my business. Raised in the trenches, been in the trap since an infant. Sold all my dope, now my trap out of feeling. Pack came in the mail, I run through him in a minute. Money went in my brain, ice done got in my skin. Down the shit, you driving shit, I'm treating like my twin. Rory with the wing on and I spent like 710. Shorty them going 730 every time they go spin. I wouldn't mislead you, so caught up in my wings. Bulletproof truck, I had to kick out the engine. Got it off the concrete, flying another country. Bad bitch, popping outside, Gucci onesie. The way things going, nigga, might not see the back end. Way things going, got a ride out with an F in. Way things going, only family matter. Way things going, make the whole crowd scatter. Way things going, get the money, y'all tap. Way things going, niggas made it out the block. Way things going, gotta pull up in that trap. The way things going, the way things going. Got it out the mud, it was ugly. Average, I can't go back to having nothing. Savage, product of my environment, I'm hustling. Carrots, clarity gon' glitz when it's dirty.
Carrots, they glitz when they dirty. Keep it 30, bulletproof suburban, avoid all the worries. The way I ball, I know for sure every time I jersey. Breaking the laws, wake up early morning to go serve you. Take the time, building my crib like a pyramid. Reminiscing where I come from, get money and religion. You got smoke in the air, don't let it cloud your vision. Some of my partners not here, I really do miss you. Take the money and ball it up and use it for tissue. Sending gunpowder out, resolving these issues. And the way things going is very malicious. It's another bloody summer inside of my city.
It's another bloody summer inside of my city.
Yeah, man, the way things go. Future right here on CUNY Radio. Yeah, man. I like that. I really like, you know, I thought that was one of the few records that actually had kind of some substance as far as this project went. I can say that there was some joints on here, though, some vibes. I feel like the production was pretty standard, nothing that, you know, I've never really heard before. I didn't really hear much experimentation, but I do feel that the vocals are like really, really clean. I love his balance of auto-tune and his natural voice. A lot of swag raps. You know, he's the cornerstone of this tone. You know, you can tell that this is a style that many people copied. And, you know, but you know what they say about marketing, man. The first in the mind is usually the most successful. Good features. Little emotional rap ballad with Drake. And had another also song with Drake, like... This guy's lucky. How? Well, I don't know if he's lucky. I don't call him lucky. He's worked hard. But who gets not one, but two features from Drake on one album? That's crazy. Like, are you serious? Great relationships, man. Work on your relationships, young artists. You could have a like my guy, Super Future, man. Oh, ESTG ripped that voice on the song Chickens. We Just Want to Get High was a pretty nice song too. The record with Kodak Black, who I love. Just love Kodak Black on the hook, right? Like, if you don't like Kodak Black, I don't like you. Right? And the record I just picked, I really like. I'm not going to lie though. Ever so often, he says something that makes me want to turn it off. Yeah, like a line about like, he would stick something in her poop hole and make her pee or something like that. It's like, I don't want to hear still. I'm riding down the block. I'm not bumping that. Maybe I'm just old. But I don't want to hear about you shoving things in ladies' rectums and you made her pee because of it. Come on. Tell me something else, you know? Young Thug also said something about putting a diamond in her butt. Like, what is with you guys? What is with you guys? Like, putting that on raps. I understand what you guys want to do in your own rooms, but why do we have to hear about it? Like, guys listen to it too. Like, I don't want to hear that. I do kind of feel like some of the subject matter is a little tad immature. You know, I know earlier he said something about loving hard and things like that. So it's interesting how it goes from chick, I don't need you, to chick, I got mad of you and two of you and one in my room waiting for me. And then the other record is, you know, I'm crying on your shoulder. So maybe, I don't know, you know, maybe that's just the complex individual as an artist. So if I had to be real, I know this is going to be an unpopular opinion, but most likely I won't give this much burn again as far as the rotation is concerned. But I am sure that this will probably steal the number one spot on the Billboard 200. So I don't know how long Pusha T has. I'm pretty sure Future is going to come steal that. Because what do I know? I don't know anything. I'm just a silly talker and silly podcaster. But what you need to do is go stream Future's I Never Liked You. Put more lean in them cups, baby. Fill them up. All right? Stream that record. Listen, man. I got to bust a couple moves. I got things I got to do. I really hope you enjoyed today's show. I go by the name Corey Cool, man, and I represent Cool University. You can find me on the voice of NCC 90.3 FM, where I play it cool every Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. Not in the Long Island area. Don't even worry about it, man. You can download the iHeart or Odyssey app and search WHPC. Good news, too. If you can't catch it live, maybe you're a little busy, the replays of the Play It Cool show are now available on SoundCloud, also streamed through my website. So you can't miss the greatest hour in hip-hop and R&B radio. Shout out to my guys, Cigars and Whiskey Pod. Their episodes drop every Tuesday. We're going to get them back in the lab. They also go live from their YouTube page Fridays at Cigars and Whiskey. Okay, Cigars, the and sign Whiskey on YouTube. That's 9 o'clock on Fridays. I'll be behind the camera there. Follow your boy on the Grizzam, of course, at Cool University. And hit me up with your number, man. Or hit me up on the gram, however you want to talk. Let's keep this thing rolling. Tomorrow, we're talking Kalani and her brand new album, From Me to You. Have a great day and party responsibly. See you tomorrow.